Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're tackling something pretty huge in the legal world right now, artificial intelligence. It's fundamentally reshaping how law firms operate.
It really is. I mean, the conversation has shifted, hasn't it? It's not if firms should use AI anymore.
Exactly. It's how. How do you do it responsibly? Mm-hmm. And, you know, keep your focus on your purpose, your people, your clients.
That's the challenge. Firms need a roadmap. A strategy. And that's actually where this new course comes in. It's from the American Arbitration Association. The AAA partnered with the Practicing Law Institute, PLI. It's called Building a Law Firm AI Strategy.
Okay, AAA and PLI. So our mission here is to kind of unpack that course, figure out why it's being seen as such a key blueprint for legal leaders navigating this, this next wave.
Right.
So if you're leading a firm, big or small, what does this actually mean for you? How do you get from just being curious about AI to, well, taking real action?
Well, what's interesting and I think really valuable here is that this isn't just abstract theory. It's not some academic exercise. Mm-hmm. It's a self-paced course, 6 modules, giving you a step-by-step guide for AI integration. But the kicker is it's built on the AAA's own experience, their own transformation, their own AI adoption journey. They've lived it.
Okay, so they're sharing what they learned firsthand. That sounds practical.
Exactly. Participants get, you know, exclusive insights from AAA leaders about real-world use cases, things they've actually implemented.
Well, like what kind of use cases?
Things like using AI to streamline initial contract reviews, for instance, which, you know, frees up the legal team for the more complex stuff, the client-facing work.
Right, the higher-value tasks. Makes sense.
And the course also digs into fostering a culture of innovation. How do you get the whole firm engaged with this?
Yeah, that cultural piece is always tricky with new tech.
It is. And that leads to another big point they cover, managing organizational resistance, the human side of change.
Always the toughest part.
Always. So they offer specific techniques for that, plus strategies for identifying AI uses that are actually a high impact for clients, not just implementing tech because it's shiny and new.
So really focusing the AI on what matters most.
Precisely. And it gets practical with generative AI, too. The AI that can draft text, summarize things. It gives actionable ways to weave that into the firm's operations. And they use proven methods like design sprints.
Design sprints, like those quick, focused workshops.
Yeah, exactly. To structure AI projects and get momentum fast rather than getting bogged down in endless planning.
Okay, so it sounds very hands-on.
Very. There are exercises designed to make you think about your specific firm. Like identifying your unique barriers to AI adoption and brainstorming ways around them.
So you're applying it directly.
Mm-hmm. You also work on mapping out a communication strategy for AI within your firm. How to build awareness, keep people informed, maintain that momentum.
That communication piece is vital.
Crucial. And one really interesting concept they explore is using AI as a thought partner.
A thought partner. What does that mean in practice?
Imagine AI helping you refine a legal argument by, say, instantly surfacing obscure but relevant case law, or maybe flagging potential challenges in a case strategy you hadn't considered. Mm. It's about augmenting human expertise, making lawyers sharper, more effective.
So it enhances the lawyer, doesn't replace them.
That's the core idea. And by the end, you actually build out an action plan for your own firm. Near-term steps, long-term goals for AI adoption.
A concrete takeaway.
Absolutely. And this all stems from the AAA's own culture. They talk about fostering almost a friendly competition around AI innovation internally. Bridget McCormack, their CEO, said something like, "At the AAA, our entire team is an R&D lab for AI innovation. We're sharing our blueprint." Mm-hmm. So you can apply proven strategies and successfully integrate AI into your law firm.
Wow. Okay. Sharing their blueprint. That's quite direct.
It is. It underlines the real-world foundation of the course.
So wrapping this up for our listeners, what's the main takeaway here? If you're in legal leadership, why pay attention to this?
I think the bottom line is that this course offers a structured way to turn AI disruption into, well, an opportunity for innovation, for delivering more value. It gives you that clear blueprint for doing it responsibly.
Right. So you walk away not just with ideas, but with an actual plan and hopefully the confidence to lead your team through this shift.
Exactly. Moving from theory to action.
Okay. So here's a final thought to leave you with. As AI continues to reshape the legal field, how can your firm move beyond just adopting new tools? How can you fundamentally redefine what legal excellence means by blending this cutting-edge tech with that irreplaceable human insight? Something to think about.